The Lord brought us forth from Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. He brought us from slavery to freedom, from sadness to joy, and from darkness to a great light. It is during the week-long festival of Passover that we Jews celebrate the first of the two great events that mark the birth of our nation. Pesach, the festival of freedom, commemorates what happened over 3,000 years ago, when God delivered the children of Israel from a life of slavery in Egypt. He led them out of Egypt through the middle of the Red Sea, the birth channel of the nation, and on into the wilderness towards the land promised to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, before we start, just a few words about the Haggadah itself. The Haggadah is of ancient origin, the earliest part of its text being over 1,800 years old. The words vary slightly from one community to another, as do some of the customs. The version used here is that published by the Spanish and Portuguese Jews Congregation of London. The story of the Exodus from Egypt is repeated each year in obedience to the divine command that everyone in all generations should feel as if he or she personally had come out of Egypt. For we are told that it was not only our ancestors whom God redeemed from Egypt, he redeemed each one of us as well. The Haggadah is recited for the benefit of all at the table, the young and the old, the ignorant and the wise. Large parts of it are said, or at least are repeated, in our own everyday language, so that we may all understand its message. The recital is studied with symbols and visual aids to stir our collective memory and encourage our participation. The intention is to enable all of us to experience at least some of the thoughts and feelings of our ancestors, when, some 3,000 years ago, God brought them from slavery to freedom, from darkness to light, from sorrow to a great joy.